The Bush administration has been defending plans to set up military tribunals to try foreigners accused of terrorism. On Tuesday, a senior State Department official told Congress the tribunals are necessary because the nation is at war. Most Americans seem to agree. But elsewhere, U.S. military tribunals could lead to diplomatic complications. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
For years now, the United States has been criticizing the use of military tribunals abroad. Take, for instance, the case of U.S. citizen Lori Berenson, who was convicted of terrorism by a military tribunal in Peru, or the conviction and execution in Nigeria of author Ken Sarawiwa. The State Department's ambassador at large for war crimes issues, Pierre Prosper, now finds himself in an awkward position, defending the Bush administration's plans for military tribunals of its own. He insists those plans are consistent with U.S. criticism of military tribunals in Peru and elsewhere.
We did not criticize military tribunals per se. We criticized the process, as you know, because the processes were not fair. The judges wore masks. They were not known. The accused were not informed of the charges against them. And there's a whole list that we can go down if we start comparing the different criticisms.
But Michael Posner, executive director of the Lawyers Committee for Human Rights, says one only has to look at recent State Department country reports to see what the United States has in fact been criticizing.
We are criticizing exactly what the executive order now puts into place: irregular proceedings where the prosecution essentially sets the rules, the potential for secret proceedings, a lack of access to a lawyer of choice.
If the United States loses its moral authority to criticize others, Posner warns, military tribunals could be more widely used by other countries, and that could spell trouble for Americans living overseas.
I'm worried about Americans abroad, and I'm also worried about the broader effect on governments abroad who look to the United States as a model. And when the United States has an executive order that says that basically due process of law can be put to one side, it sends a signal to Egypt, it sends a signal to Peru, it sends a signal to Turkey that it's now okay to do that and to do it in exactly the way that we've now proposed.
There could be other diplomatic fallout. Having military tribunals may make it even more complicated to persuade European allies to extradite terror suspects. Spain has already raised this issue. Prosper, the ambassador for war crimes, tried to persuade Democratic Senator Russ Feingold at a hearing this week that the Bush administration will reach agreements with Europe once the Pentagon comes out with its procedures for military tribunals.
We will have the responsibility, once the commission is actually created and the rules are put forth, to talk to our allies to show them that this is a fair process. It does provide fundamental fairness. So we will have them to make the case, and I do not believe that it will be a hard case to make.
Well, I admire your optimism, but I question whether it's going to be so simple to persuade all of our allies to overlook their concerns about fairness in this process. And I think it's something that should be taken extremely serious in the name of bringing terrorists to justice.
A new NPR Kaiser Kennedy School poll shows that 64% of Americans favor allowing tribunals for non-U.S. citizens, and 61% think that those convicted should not be able to appeal to civilian courts. Most members of the Senate Judiciary Committee agree military tribunals may be needed in some cases, but the administration may find it has to make concessions on the tribunal question to gain custody of suspected terrorists held in Europe. The State Department is already facing separate complaints from allies, including Egypt and Pakistan, worried about how difficult it is just to get information about their citizens who have been detained in the United States. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.